Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks. Delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Cook Italy with me. Today we're making the queen of all pizzas. Pizza Margherita. Straight from Naples, the birthplace of pizza. First, let's talk about its beautiful story. Legend says Pizza Margherita was created in 1889 to honor Queen Margherita of Savoy. A local pizzaiolo made a pizza topped with tomatoes, mozzarella, and basil, representing the colors of the Italian flag, red, white, and green. Simple, tasty, and iconic. It became the blueprint for all classic pizzas. So, what do you need to make two small pizzas? For the dough, 250 grams of all-purpose or bread flour, about 2 cups, 160 milliliters of lukewarm water, about 2/3 of a cup, 2 grams of dry yeast, about 1/2 teaspoon, 5 grams of salt, about 1 teaspoon, a drizzle of olive oil, optional. For the topping, 200 grams of good quality canned tomatoes, crushed by hand, about 3/4 of a cup, 125 grams of fresh mozzarella, about 4 ounces, fresh basil leaves, extra virgin olive oil, a pinch of salt. Let's make the dough. In a large bowl, mix the flour and salt. Dissolve the dry yeast in lukewarm water and let it rest for a couple of minutes. Pour the yeast mixture into the flour and stir with your hands until a sticky dough forms. Transfer the dough onto a floured surface and knead it for about 8 to 10 minutes until smooth and elastic. Shape it into a ball, place it back in the bowl, cover with a damp cloth, and let it rise for at least 2 hours or until doubled in size. When your dough is ready, preheat your oven. If you have a pizza stone, use it. It helps get that crisp base. Divide the dough into 2 portions and shape each one into a small ball. On a floured surface, gently stretch each ball into a round shape, pressing from the center outward. Keep the edges thicker for that Neapolitan-style crust. For the sauce, take the crushed tomatoes, season with a pinch of salt, and drizzle with a bit of olive oil. That's it. No cooking needed. Spread the tomato sauce over each pizza base. Tear the mozzarella into pieces and scatter it on top. Add a few fresh basil leaves. Bake at the highest temperature your oven allows, ideally 250 degrees Celsius or 480 degrees Fahrenheit, for 8 to 10 minutes or until the crust is puffed and golden and the cheese is bubbling. Once out of the oven, finish with a drizzle of extra virgin olive oil and a few more fresh basil leaves. Tips for the perfect margarita. Use the best quality tomatoes you can find. San Marzano is the classic choice. Don't overload the toppings. Less is more. If you don't have a pizza stone, use a preheated baking sheet upside down. And there you have it. Pizza, margarita. Simple, fresh, and a slice of Neapolitan history right in your kitchen. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to Cook Italy with me and leave us a review. It really helps us grow. Follow us on Instagram at Cook Italy Podcast for photos, bonus recipes, and pizza tips. Thank you for cooking with me today. See you next time for more delicious Italian bites. Buon appetito!